Steve Cochran on 720 WGN.
All right, 944, we continue with show number 1,448. And you know what, Super Joe, grab that Springsteen record we talked about earlier. We'll play something for you before 10 o'clock, which seems to be fitting. Let's have let's cheer up a little. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little canine companions. Dave, you love dogs.
I do love dogs.
I love dogs.
I do, too. I love dogs.
Well, everybody loves dogs. We'd like to bring in somebody that loves dogs more than all of us, and that would be Katie Sandberg. You may know the last name because Katie Sandberg's sister is Mary Sandberg, who's now a big shop boss here, and it treats us all poorly.
She does.
She's not that big of a deal.
It's not that true. How are you?
Good, good. How are you
great
guys?
Great to see you.
Great to see you as well.
Introduce the man to your left.
This is Philip Emmy. He's owner of Tales in the City, the coolest dog boutique store in the Gold Coast.
All right, so canine companions. Look, we all should know that dogs are wonderful and dogs make your life better. But canine companions specifically is what?
Canine companions is changing people's lives. Canine Companions provides highly trained assistance dogs to children, adults, and veterans with disabilities free of charge. It's a $50,000 investment in each one of the dogs.
To make sure they're properly trained?
Correct. Not only trained, but through breeding, training, the life of the dog with the recipient, and then into retirement. So it's a 12 to 14 year commitment right. that this organization has with each and every dog. There are multiple sites that they have throughout the United States. Columbus is the one that we're associated with, but they originated in Santa Rosa, California. Okay. They have seven training facilities.
What would a canine companion typically do for a child?
Depending on their
need.
Yeah, their disability or their need, like help them open the door, like be able to attend school in a public setting, you know, pick up pencils, different things like that.
So it could be a visually impaired kid or a kid with emotional difficulties?
Actually, vision is the only one that they're not, this organization isn't trained for.
I guess not because you have specific dogs for that particular thing.
But yeah, emotional or, you know, any other physical disability, you know, if they're in a wheelchair and things like that.
So it's similar throughout the ages. It wouldn't change necessarily.
Absolutely.
It's whatever a person needs.
Correct.
It allows them to be independent.
Yeah, and it also depends on each one of the recipients. Each person comes to Canine Companions for an assistance dog, but each one of them comes with their own needs. And so they really make sure that that dog is trained for that particular.
I was going to say, do you match dogs that you have for those needs, or do you train a dog once you know that need is there?
The latter. You train the dog based on the needs of the recipient.
Wow. Well, of course, they're helping out with all of these physical needs and, you know, getting through day-to-day life, but always, always they're there for the emotional needs, because having a dog is just the most incredible thing for anybody.
Yeah, look how happy Davis.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the most fascinating thing about these particular dogs and an individual that is in a wheelchair is the dog opens up a door for people to approach them, mm-hmm. where they may have never approached someone in a wheelchair before because it's very uncomfortable.
To have a conversation.
Exactly. So it really is not only helping that individual, but it's opening up the door.
It's cool. That's a great point. It's a really cool point because people don't know what to say.
Yeah.
That is a good point, actually. Yeah.
Are there particular breeds and or sizes that
we breed at our Canine Companions? They breed Goldens and Labs and a mixture of Golden and Lab. And through this organization, I learned that apparently the best is the combination of the two, because Labs have a little too much energy for the job. And Goldens don't have the best work ethic all the time.
Goldens are all lazy and love. Right? Just want to be petted and hang out with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is lovely, too.
Dave is a little dog guy.
Well, I have a little dog, but I like all size dogs. Yes.
But Ozzy weighs about 14 ounces, right?
He weighs about 21 pounds.
21 pounds. Can smaller dogs be of assistance?
Maybe in other organizations, and maybe as an emotional support animal, but not with Canine Companions. They are very specific. They only use their own dogs. They have their own they have their own breeding facility out in California at the training center.
How do you know a dog's capable of it?
Some actually are not capable of it, excuse me. They are raised by a puppy raiser for the first 18 months, and they go through basic behavior and training through that person. And then they are turned over to the training facility in Columbus, for example. And they sometimes do fail. They
they have to reach certain markers.
Sort of like Navy SEAL training. Not everyone's built for the end result.
Right.
So
right. Maybe they don't get out of buds.
So, Katie, how did you get involved with this organization? And then tell us about the event, too, that you guys have.
So 4 years ago, in the beginning of the organization, Philip and Bruce, who own Tales in the City, which was Biscuit, my Biscuit's Cheers bar, asked if Biscuit would walk in the fashion show, which this...
Which, by the way, we saw the pictures of.
Isn't it amazing?
Fantastic.
Yes, goat. But so it's this September 19th at the Peninsula, and it is a dog fashion show, and that's what Biscuit walked in. And when we came to the event, I saw someone in a wheelchair with a service dog, and I thought nothing of it. And then I think I saw another like puppy in training. I was like, hey, what is this actually about? I wasn't aware of the organization.
And you dove in.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a totally super cool event, dog fashion show, featuring by Fashionaholics is dressing the human models. Birdie is dressing the, I guess, male models.
How many dogs in the show?
We have 20 dogs. Some of them are going to be puppies from Canine Companions, and then some of them are... full-grown dogs.
Do the dogs have any, you know, a supermodel like diva behaviors in backstage?
Some do.
A lot of them do. It's like a cat fight almost.
Yeah.
20 dogs like a cat fight.
Yeah.
So, G?
What can we do to help? And then how much money is raised throughout this incredible event?
So, like Philip was saying, it's $50,000 for a dog. Mm-hmm. And last year we raised $50,000. Our goal this year is to get two dogs sponsored. So
$100,000.
Yeah. So,
right. Yeah. So if we can't make the fashion show, then is there a place we can go to help?
Yeah, there is. And I'm glad you asked. So to buy tickets or to make a donation, you can go to cci.org/HotDogChicago. And hot is actually spelled H-A-U-T.
As in hoot.
As in hoot. Yes. Dog Chicago.
All right, so let's do that again. CCI Chicago.
CCI.org.
.org.
/ H-A-U-T-E D-O-G C-H-I-C-A-G-O.
So we're going to put that up so people can link to that directly.
And then you can take donations, too, if people
donations,
can't make
you can
the
buy
event.
A ticket. You can buy a ticket for a recipient. You can buy a ticket for yourself. You can make a donation.
It's a super fun event to
attend. It's a great
attend.
Event. Sure.
But
really
even
is.
If you don't attend it, it's a wonderful organization, obviously. And we have a veteran coming who's a recipient this year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, to speak.
He has an amazing story, you know, and it's so moving to hear
stories. I didn't think about that. With PTSD treatment, that kind of thing?
Actually, no. He is physically impaired.
Okay.
So the dog that he has, Rue, and his name is Jason, they will both be speaking about their story and telling everyone in the audience how they became associated with Canine Companions.
Right, now, that's not might not be the right word for it, but is it intellectual capability in the dog that allows them to be trained this way, or is it just a physical instinct where one is above another?
No, I think that it's...
I mean, a dog's got to be smart.
Well, yeah, and the dog needs to want to do the job, you know, and that's kind of their tagline, give a dog a job. And so they try to match up that dog with maybe what Katie needs as an individual recipient.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and
you know,
I'm
not
sure.
Katie, but anyone.
Well, have your sister here and fill that punchline up.
Sorry. Where's Mary?
I'm special.
No.
All right, so you can help at the fashion show, but you can help any time of the year. What about volunteers? Do you guys need volunteers for various things?
We need volunteers throughout the year, and puppy raisers always. We have so many amazing people that have raised over 20 dogs for Canine Companions.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Crazy.
It really is incredible.
Families that have had dogs for 18 months and then you turn it over and you get another puppy and they've done that in 20 years.
How many dogs have you guys placed at this point in time now?
I think it was 3,500 last year.
Wow.
Okay.
I think now I might be wrong because now I don't know.
We'll say 3,500.
But it is amazing. Yeah, and they have graduation ceremonies three times a year at all their training facilities. And if you can't attend our event at the Peninsula on the 19th, try to attend one of those graduations. Aww. You will be hooked in on this organization.
No kidding. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
And what's the name of your place again?
Tales in the City.
Tales in the City.
One
East Delaware.
Or you can shop online at talesinthecity.com. Thanks, Steve.
You bet. And Katie, we don't need to probe Katie's business. One, because it's illegal. And two, because she does very well.
Got it.